Everybody, share number 982. We're learning today the Ilanishmas Moshe Doif Berubaran Zizel. The Ilanishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafua Shalema Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudas Shetaka Haver Rafua Shalema Psych Shechel Yisrael. Getting back to Amalacha of Maver, kindling a fire. Okay, we started last share starting to talk a little bit about electricity and, you know, what is behind electricity, what makes it usher, and so on. So I just want to get a little bit more into it, starting with the Sefer Shabbos Home, where he brings down on page 476, in general, the title, Electrical Appliances. Okay, so just to read how he brings it down, we've explained above, he says like this, that turning on an incandescent bulb is included in the Isser min haTorah of Mavir. Why? So the reason why, what's the reason for this? So he brings down, this is because the bulb has a red hot filament, which is considered to be a fire. So then he goes further to say, however, there are many applications that do not contain the bulb. Right? We have what's called electrical appliances. You have a fan, you have possibly an air conditioner. You have very many different appliances that don't always have a bulb, that don't have a red hot filament inside, whereby we'll say it's Aser Min HaTorah, the Aser Min HaTorah of Mavir. So he goes on to say, the use of these appliances on Shabbos is taka subject to much debate among the later Poskim. Obviously, the earlier Poskim, the Shulchan Aruch did not bring them down because he didn't have electricity. But the bottom line is, he says like this, all agree, everybody agrees that it's also is taka asa to turn on an electrical appliance on Shabbos. We've explained in the past that that's hakol moedim. Everybody agrees you can't turn it on. The question is, why, and is it which one is the raisa, which one is the rabbanan? So it says like this, they disagree only with regard to which iser is being transgressed, whether or not it's a, like we said, asa min haTorah, asa min rabbanan, and also what exactly is the iser behind it. So he goes on to say, just like we said, we explained last time, I just want to read it inside. This dispute, he says, this machloikis has many ramifications, obviously, because of the fact, for example, in certain cases, it would be allowed to tell a guy, a non-Jew, to perform a certain malacha that is usher midrabbanan. Like we said, certain times, certain circumstances. If turning on an electric appliance is taka asur min midrabanan, in other words, by rabbinic law, only it would be allowed to, in these circumstances, to tell a guy to put on certain appliances, whereby possibly, if however, it would be asur min haTorah, the same action by the guy would not be allowed to be done. Okay, so just to go through a few various different shitas, obviously, and try and see, you know, what's behind it. The first one he brings down does the Sefer Shabbos Home, that there are poiskim. Again, there's some poiskim, I just want to say straight out. There's some poiskim we're going to say it's under moilid. We've spoken about in the past, noilad, moilid, and so on. More moilid, actually. Creating a new item. There's some want to say that it's under possibly makabapatish. There's some want to say that it's under the iser, actually, of boina. We're going to see that actually the it's the sheet of the Chazonish, that possibly that electricity is actually under boina. You're building a, you know, the connection, the circuit, completing it together is boina. Okay, so those are just some of the isurim, how the poiskim look at it. Just to go through each one a little bit, real quickly, he says, the first one would be moilid. He says like this, there's some poiskim that said that transforming a solid into a liquid, that's sort of like creating a new thing, the prohibition, the iser of moilid. There are poiskim who want to say that when you put on the switch, an electrical switch, the appliance, it's included in the prohibition of moilid. They argue that the introduction of electric current creates something new. Your mamish making something new, right? It's sort of like that's what you're doing. You're pushing the electricity into the wiring and starting up a new current and so on. Namely, the function, a functioning appliance. Therefore, this act falls under the prohibition of moilid. In such a case, that would be usher, obviously, midrabanan. That's one set of paiskim. Now, I just want to say, we're not really going to start naming off all the different paiskim which hold which one is which. Obviously, there's many, many different paiskim. It's a long journey, and whatever the case is. But there are major paiskim, obviously, on all various different sides that we are going to talk about.
But just to name them all off will take a very long time. The next one, he says that they're paiskim. Some paiskim, he says that the problem of electricity is creating a spark, and that's also under Meilid. He says some paiskim suggest that turning on an electric appliance on Shabbos violates the Isser of Meilid also, but for a different reason, because creating an electric circuit generates sparks. The sparks are a new entity. Once you have a new entity, therefore the creation of is Taka Usser Midrabanan, and of course under the rabbinic prohibition of Moilid. Okay, there are other poskim he brings down, the Sefer Shabbos home, that interesting, under Makah B'Patish. As we know, what is Makah B'Patish? We've learned in the past, Makah B'Patish is doing a single action and then making something usable. So if you think about it, that's an interesting point. If you have an appliance and you flip the switch, you now make it usable. So it would make a lot of sense. I mean, Lafi, if you think about it, how it would fall under Makah B'Patish, and this Taka Paiskim would Taka say like that. You flip the switch, put on the thing, put on the appliance, and there it goes. It's workable. So now that's an act of doing one single, right? Makah B'Patish is doing one action, like we've learned in the past, doing one action and making an item usable. So he brings down that there are Paiskim who say that that is the problem of Makah B'Patish. Under the malach, under this malach, is taka asa to perform a final action, like we've spoken about, in finishing any product and making it useful. For example, we spoke about winding a watch, right, that's not working, and so on, and these type of things. Okay, some authorities, some poiskim taka rule that since an electrical appliance is useless without electricity, right, you have no use for electrical appliance unless you flip the switch, and then becomes useful only once the circuit is switched on. We view the introduction of the electrical current as the final blow, the final step in creating the appliance. It's therefore usur under the malacha of Makah B'Patish. Again, that's how some poskim hold. Okay. And the final one that he brings down from the Chazon Ish, like we said, Chazon Ish is obviously the Chazon Ish. One of the greatest poskim of our time, Hitaka said the Chazon Ish, he brings down that completing an electrical circuit is comparable to completing a building or a wall. Mamish building, which is Taka Aser under the Av Malacha of Boina. In addition, completing a circuit is Taka comparable to assembling the parts of a utensil, which is also Aser as far as building Boina. He says also, b'shem the Chazon Ish, that it could even be bishul. Again, not on the incandescent bulb, but b'chlal, in general. Another possibility mentioned by the Chazon Ish, he brings down to the Sefer Shabbos home, is that the current passes through the wire and raises the temperature of the wire. Interesting, it raises the temperature of the wire to a level of Yatzeled Espay. Therefore, once you raise the temperature of the wire to a level of Yatzeled Espay or above, that would be mamish an act of cooking. So it could be even bishul, l'fi the Chazon Ish also. Okay, and he brings this one more thing interesting, that final possibility is that the initiation of a new circuit might cause additional fuel to be burned by the power station supply in the supplying the electricity, which would be a question of mavir. This perhaps falls under the category of mavir kindling a fire, which is of course our malacha, which might even be aser min ha-Torah. Okay, so be it as it may, bottom line is, like he ends off does the Sefer Shabbos home, although the poskim disagree, as we saw, as to why it is taka asa to turn on all electrical appliances on Shabbos and Yom Tov, all agree that it's taka asa. Okay, we're going to continue next time. I just wanted to go through the various different shitas and some of the various different reasons behind the poskim as to why electricity is asa. But of course, Hakol Moedim, everybody does agree, turning on appliances on Shabbos or Yom Tov is also. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and Baruch Hakol Tov.